Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Rashida, thank you so much for joining us again on Weekend Breakfast. We were so looking forward to talking to you again because we spoke to you before the Olympics.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
I feel good. You know, I've got time to reflect and settle down, and things have come down, get back to work, just back in my little bubble in Austin. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
I imagine, like, I mean, I can't imagine, none of us can, those moments like leading up to the actual events and like once you get to Paris, and like it must feel like such a long journey from landing, getting into the camp, and actually getting on the track and doing your race. Like, that must just feel so long, does it?
Yes, it does. Like, even the morning when you wake up and you're like, oh my God, like it's that day, and you, all the nerves. I feel like I'm more nervous like the morning than I am when I actually get to the track, because I don't know, it's just like that's all you're constantly thinking about. And then obviously, as you said, like you have the bus ride and then you get there and you have to do the whole warm, and then you see all your competitors, all you're warming up. So yeah, it's a crazy feeling, honestly. And people have different emotions towards it. Some people have more than others, but yeah, it's always a pretty nerve-wracking experience.
I mean, I can't imagine. And I mean, I think, I'm not sure how aware athletes are themselves of like the feeling of the nation behind them. Like, I know I've spoken to some people that they could really feel it, and they knew. We spoke to Mona McSherry after her win, and she's like, I didn't fully realize how much the country was behind me until after. So were you aware of that happening while you were about to go onto the track, or is that something that maybe causes a bit more stress where you're like, I don't want, you know, I want to do well for everyone?
Yeah, I do regardless want to do well for everyone, but I didn't realize until, like, similar to Mona, until afterwards. And I was like, wow, there's a lot of people actually tuning in. I knew there was going to be a lot of people tuning in, because even just the lead up to the Olympics, like there was so much interest, and people were really rooting for us. And when I got into the stadium and seeing the amount of Irish flags and my Irish people in the stadium, it was phenomenal. So I knew even just from that, like, there was a lot of people who were going to be tuned in. And even when, I guess, the numbers were released after the Olympics ended, I was like, well, that was a lot of people that were watching. And that's not even everybody, because a lot of people were looking at like social media and keeping up with social media. And there's just so many different outlets people were using to stay tuned in. So it's pretty insane, to be honest.
Well, you did us so, like, we were so proud of you. And like, I know that you had that immediate disappointment. I really hope that has dissipated somewhat, because the immediate aftermath was everyone on the panel, everyone in, you know, conversation was all like, she's so young. And not to discredit that you are so young, but everyone's like, there is a medal and multiple medals in her future. And that was just the warm up. So hopefully you're feeling like that as well. I really hope you are. And like, the country is so proud of you.
Yeah, I think thinking that way is the only way that I'm going to be able to get over it, really. Otherwise, I'll just continue to wreck my head. So I know, like, they're at the point, we're all in the same final, but whereas I came fourth, but the medalists, they're all in their late 20s. So as I'm becoming to understand that, yes, I want it now, but in the next couple of years, I'll be able to become the athlete that I know I'm capable of becoming. So now it makes me excited, though. It makes me want to work even harder, even though I'm literally at my max right now. I guess we can find another level to go to, make another level to go to. And yeah, just keep going, because I know once I get things right, and once me and my coach figure out what works best for me as an athlete, mm-hmm. we'll be able to get all those great performances we've been looking for.
But it was a first, like it was the first for an Irish woman to make it to that position. So that's huge. That's massive. Like, that is just incredible. Like, that is the truth. And you will always have that.
Yeah, it really was. And like, it was such a stacked event this year. The 400 meters has just been crazy. And I'm like, damn, why didn't I do a different event? But no, it's literally been so stacked. So to be able to even make the final in a year where you have multiple women running incredibly fast times in the 400 meters. So I just can't knock that. And it's just a shame that it was the year that I was coming up in the Olympics that 49.2 didn't get a medal, which is like would have won so many other Olympics. So it's just how
Completely.
it is now. Like the game is changing and I have to change with it. So I just have to be making those progressions as they come.
There's two things that made me like emotional as a fan of yours was the white ribbons and seeing that on social media. I feel like I'm going to cry now talking about it. Like it's been an emotional week in the household anyway, but like all the white ribbons, like, you know, for you and for, you know, the girls as well, the team that you know, were part of, and also the mural in Waterford. I'm sure you've seen that though. You've seen pictures of that.
Yes, I've seen pictures of it and I seen it for first. I was like, oh my God. Because there was another one also that was in Dublin. And I was like, wow, like that was the first one I'd ever seen. And then there was another one in Waterford. I was like, this is crazy. Like my face on a wall. Like, I was like, I've made it. Yeah. It's so cool, honestly. And it just shows, I guess, how much like I'm appreciated as an athlete, as a person. But it just honestly makes me want to do more. It makes me want to be better, be more of an inspiration, give back, just be a better person in general, because there are so many people who believe in me, so many people who want good for me. So I just want to make it worth everybody's while and make sure that I am like doing the best I can to make people proud.
Well, Rashida, on the ground, and the way I was saying, it's an emotional week. My daughter started secondary school, and it's like a big moment. But this is what I'd like to tell you, and I know that this conversation's happening in households around the country, is when they start secondary, that's when they kind of get into different things that they hadn't maybe tried before. And because of you, she was like, I think I might like to try running. Like she's super tall for her age. And, you know, we watched all of that. We watched the relay as well. And so I know we weren't the only, like we were far from the only household having that conversation with our daughters in particular across the country at this time of year. And I think that you've got to be aware of that and be proud of that.
Absolutely. I think that's where the like stop and drop campaign with Allianz is actually pretty relative because growing up when I got secondary school, that's kind of when a lot of my friends started fading out from sports. And some of them took up sports, but some of them also stopped playing sports. And it was around that like third year, fourth year, fifth year, when you get a bit older as well, that people started like numbers were decreasing, people weren't really showing up as much. And I'm like, there's just so much more to sport than just like the performance and success side. It's just so fun to be able to have that outlet. And it's amazing socially. Like if you're ever looking for a place to meet people, like-minded people from all walks of life, join any sports team. Like you will literally, like a lot of my friends for life are athletes because we're so similar and we have similar aspirations and goals and mindsets. And they're just all great people. So I think there's just so much that sports can offer, and it's clearly given me an avenue in so many different ways. So I just hope that people can see it for what it is and see what it can do for them. And yeah, like your daughter, I just hope she gets into running if she wants. I think she'd really enjoy it. It'd be so fun. And I think this is the great moment to do it. I feel like starting secondary school is almost like a new start. You pick up new things, you learn new things, you learn about yourself as a person. So I think it's a great opportunity to
No, I
take.
think she's buzzing about the idea, especially watching the, you know, the Irish team in the 4x400 as well. Like it's, you're just like, you know, if you can see it, you can believe it. Like it's just amazing. Before I let you go, you've got one more you're going to do in Brussels, one more race of the season on the 13th. So after that, like very best of luck in that. I know you're, you know, preparing for that. But after that, do you actually take time to just kind of decompress for a little while?
Yeah, so we get a couple of weeks off. It really depends. Maybe like 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Maybe this time it'd be longer because next season is going to be very prolonged. So he might decide to give us a longer break this week, but I mean this year, but it's usually about 3 weeks completely off. And then like you start getting back into some things for the next couple of weeks. But no, hopefully I can get some time. I was going to still be busy because I know I still have a lot of things to do. But hopefully I'll be able to get time to like sit on a beach somewhere and relax and just reset before I come back and start the whole madness again. Thank
Thank you so much for your time. You are totally an inspiration. The country is so
you.
proud of you, Rashida Adelecki. Thank you so much for your time on the show. Thank
You so
you.
much. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.